The Gemara in Brachas, Tav Mem Zayin, Amud Beis, talks about Rabbi Elazar coming into Shul. They're only nine, and he freed his slave to make dominion. As the Gemara says, there's an issur to free a slave and have a kenani. The Gemara says, mitzvah shani, but for mitzvah purposes, it's different. Ah, what do you mean? What about mitzvah baba veira? You steal a lulav, you can't shake it. The Gemara answers, mitzvah derabim shani. A public mitzvah is different. And the bottom line is, he freed his slave and they had dominion, or whatever the discussion is on. Or whatever, you know, the Rishonim discuss you needed it for. As we'll see. There's a famous rush about Parsha Zachar on this Gemara. We'll go into another time. So there's an interesting Shaila in the Mefarshim. What about, so we see, if you free a slave, so he becomes, up until now, Eved Kenani has a Din of an Isha, in terms of different mitzvahs. However, he's not included in a minyan. You have to have 10 free men. 10 free adult men. So the question is, what about a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin? What's a chatzi eved? Let's say an eved Kenani has two owners, and one owner frees him, and the other one doesn't free him. So it would be Kolchatzi Eved v'chatzi ben Chorin. So what is the status of Chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben Chorin? Does he have a status of a Jew? Is he still a status of a slave? Could we count such a person for a minyan? So there's a major machlokas among the Achronim and the different Mefarshim. The Olas Tamid writes that a Chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben can be included in a minyan. Why? Isn't he a chatzi eved? That is true, but the Gemara tells us in different places that when you're a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin, that the other master is obligated to free you. Why? Because we don't, a chatzi eved can't marry a, since he's a chatzi eved, he can't marry a free woman. And since he's a chatzi ben chorin, he can't marry a eved. So therefore, we don't want a situation where a person is can't get married and have children. So therefore, the Beis Din would kofin the person to go to free him. It's the Gemara in Pesachim, Peches Amud Beis, among other places. Tosin and Baba Basra talks about it regarding the mitzvah Pru Ravu. In Pru Ravu and Shevis. But either way, so the Oas Tamid writes that since there's an obligation on the second Evet, second owner, to free him, so I guess so we view him since he's Mechuyav Bedavar, so I guess the Oas Tamid assumes right now he's considered free and the Efik can count for a minion. How do you know that to be true? Like, okay, a piece svara, you can make the argument. Do we have any rayas? So the Olas Tamid, we have a, so the Gemara in Chagiga, Beis Amid Aleph, talks about the following case. A chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, the shaila is, shalosh regalim bashana, three times a year, a person has the chi of ola rego. You have to prepare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, a free person is chayav, but it says only a person you have to be for in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's our only master. If you have another master, then it's a no-go. So an Eved Kenani won't. What about a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin? So the Gemara says that he does go to Yerushalayim. A chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin is chayav in Aliyah Lorego. So the question is, how could he go? Doesn't he have a, he's still a chatzi eved? The answer is we see that since he's obligated to free him, based on it's going to be kofin, so therefore we view it right now as he's free, and therefore the Olas Tamid says he could count it as a minion, and therefore he could be a half, therefore he could also be Ola Regos. That's a Gemara about the Ola Rego. So, what about the other postum who disagree, like the Elio Rabba, who says, everyone agrees it's a Gemara, that the Chatzia v'Chatzia b'Chorin can be Ola Rego. But why, so why doesn't he like the connection of the Olas Tamid to count for a minion as well? Could be seized, considered free. So perhaps we could say is because there's two aspects to it. In other words, what do we see from the Gemara and Chagiga? That since the owner is obligated to free him, so therefore, from the owner's point of view, he's no longer considered a slave anymore, or I should say, he's not considered your master anymore. The issue was in the Gemara about you only could appear when God's your only master. So we see from this Gemara that you're not, since he's obligated to free you, you're no longer considered his master. And that's why you could be Ola Rego. But perhaps by the minion, it's not enough that you no longer don't have another master, that you no longer considered a slave or a completely free person. That we don't see. So therefore, that's a machlokas achronim, whether you could count a chati evin, chati ben chorim, is the proof from Gemara Chagiga, is that a good proof or not. As well, the other gedoli achronim wanted the Nodeh bi Yehuda, actually wanted to bring a raya from Al Gemara with Rabbi Elezer, that he freed his slave in order to make dominion. And we know the Gemara says, it's us to do it, mitzvah baba avera, mitzvah the Rabbim Shani, etc. So we know there's an issue to free your slaves. So why didn't the Nodeh bi this raises? If you could count a chatzi yev, a chatzi ben chorin, say the bigger chiddush in the Gemara, that Rabbi Lezer had a slave that was owned by him and someone else, and even that case, and the fact we don't see it, so that proves that a chatzi yev, a chatzi ben chorin cannot count for minyan. That would be like the Eliyahu Rabbah, even though the Nodeh bi himself doesn't like his proof. He says, because you would have to free him anyway, nothing to do with dominion. So either that's the Nodeh bi suggests as a proof that he rejects. And so his proof that he rejects is that since the Gemara didn't say the bigger Kiddush, it must be that it doesn't count. However, and the Prima Gadin says the opposite. The Prima Gadin writes, in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, and there's a Koy Chemda on Parashas Bahar as well about this, Simon Vavos Beis, that so the Prima Gadin writes, if you're telling me, like the Yeshua's, like the Olas Tamid, that a Chatzia v'Chatzia b'Chorin can complete a minyan, so why do you really have to free a slave? Let him just free him, only half of him. And therefore, we have a klal, a kal kal tchila. You always do the lesser prohibition. So I guess he's assuming, which is the debate, whether freeing a slave halfway, is that any lesser of an aveira of lohem tavodo? As the Kli Chemda argues, there was no advantage for Rabbi Lezer to do that. It's the same Aveira. So how do we paskin? What's the normative halacha? Assuming we had Evid Kananis today. So, from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to say, the focus was, in Simon Nunhei, you need 10 free men. And therefore, if you need 10 free men, so then it's mashma, you need 10 free men. Of course, the Olas Tamid would say, but he is free. Okay. And however, the Yeshua's Yaakov points out, that's the Shulchan Aruch only has that lesson regarding a minion for davening. However, he says, Achatia v'chati v'chorin can count for a minion for 10 people for benching, Birkas HaMazon. Because he says, if you look closely in the Shulchan Aruch, he seems to say it's a different lesson. It says, slaves can't be included, as opposed to saying you need 10 freemen. So therefore, you could say is no longer has a dinner of a slave, but he's not a free person either. So some, that's the Machlokas. I guess everyone agrees that he's no longer a slave. Certainly from the Gemara in Megillah, we see Gemara in Chagiga that he no longer has a master. So maybe he's no longer a slave, but he's, you know, he's in that quasi state, like perhaps like a Gershamo of a little Tavo, or other things like that. Even though we can't a Gershamo of a little Tavo, we don't count. That's the other Gemara. We don't count it for Zeman. But so therefore, that's what the Yeshua Shakov wants to make a chiluk, and that could be the lumnus, and how do you view it? If you assume like this, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be assuming that you need 10 free men, so, and so the question is, do you assume a chatev is a din of a free person or not? However, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon counting the 10, they assume he's not a slave. Because how does, and Yeshua's Yaakov wants to bring a raya for this, because halacha is, let's say someone who's 11 years old. So we generally don't count them for a minion. However, we will count them for Birkas HaMazon to say, Elokeinu Shachadu Mishalo. That seems to be in Simon Kursadi Tes of Yud. He's not obligated in Birkas HaMazon now. How could I count him? Because we know he's going to become a Gadol. So too, even though this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chorin, he's still a Chatzi Yeved, but he's still going to lose it because the Beis Din's kofin him, and therefore we could. So therefore, we see just like we count a Katan, so too we could count a Chatzi Eved Chatzi ben Chorin. Those who claim you can't even count a Chatzi Eved Chatzi ben Chorin for Birkas HaMazon, what would they argue? They argue there's no comparison. But a case of a Katan, it's automatic. Assuming they live that long, they'll become a gadol without doing anything. But a case of a chatzir, even though the halacha requires him based in kofin, nevertheless, I assume if he doesn't do it, he's not free. You know, unless maybe based in ultim we could force them and they'll do it. But since it's not considered like biyado, it's not considered automatic that it's going to happen without any external intervention. So therefore, you could still argue a katan could count as part of the 10 for benching, and still argue that a chatzi eved chatzi b'chorin can't. So that's a major. So to summarize, we had a major machlokes between the Olas Tamin and Eliyahu Rabba, whether you count a chatzi eved chatzi b'chorin, can you count for a minion? Because we see from the Gemara, why? Because the Gemara Mesachim says that since Beis Din is forced the second part of the freedom, so therefore maybe we view him as a free person now. And everyone agrees to the Gemara in Chagiga. He's no longer considered to have a master when he goes up, because else he wouldn't be chayav in Ola Rego. So Eliyahu agrees with that, but he says, that only tells me he doesn't have a master. Maybe he still has the din of a slave. So that's in the Kuda. Do you still have a status of being a slave or not? No, the Yehuda wants to bring a raya that he rejects anyway, but he says, if that was true, the Gemara should go to bigger Kiddush, that was the case where he realized it was a chatzia, but the fact not, so for Asiyos, you can't count. And the Prima Gadol says the opposite. From there, it proves that, from the fact that Gemara shows it doesn't count. Or the Prima Gadin says an opposite proof. I mean, from the Gemara, he says, from the fact In other words, we see also you can't count for minyan, or else why didn't the Gemara just say? Why did Rabbi Elazar have to free him completely? Just free him halfway. And in fact, he didn't. So therefore, they want to bring a raya. Therefore, it seems that he cannot count. That seems to be, Kli Chemda wants to, say this doesn't help. It's no proof. That was the whole machlokas there. Therefore, many poskim want to say that by Kaddish davening, no, perhaps Pirkas HaMazon is different than 10, because maybe the chiluk is whether by Kaddish Tfilah you need 10 freemen, as opposed to by Birkas HaMazon you can't have any slaves being involved. And someone of Yeshua Jacharai from a katan that he could count, so if a katan can count, he's going to become a gadol, because to a chatzi, ev chatzi bechorin, that's no raya, because that's automatic, no, this one isn't.